your club and concert listings for this upcoming week. On Monday, June the 9th, CKMS's The Rock Show and friends present The Urban Monks with special guests at the Mongolian Grill at 9 p.m. And The Fortunate and Sovereign and others are performing at the Gig Theater at 6:30 p.m. On Tuesday, June the 10th, Ian Parker on piano is performing at the Kitchener-Waterloo Chamber Music Society Music Room at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, June the 11th, back at the Kitchener-Waterloo Chamber Music Society Music Room, you can hear Shoshana Tellner. That's also at 8 p.m. And Dan Mangan is at the Trumpet House. On Thursday, June the 12th, Blondie is at Casino Rama at 8 p.m. Jeff Wiseman is at the Registry Theatre at 8 p.m. And this is a fundraiser for I Go to the Arts, which encourages secondary students, school students, to experience the live arts. A wonderful program. And Escape from Comedy Mountain with Luba Magnus and Adam Christie and others are at the Starlight at 8 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, June 12th through 15th, North by Northeast is happening all over Toronto at various locations. Lots of good acts there. Definitely worth checking out. And on Friday, June the 13th, The Bad Plus is at the Glenn Gould Studio in Toronto at 8 p.m. Dancing in the Streets, a celebration of world dance, is taking place at Kitchener City Hall at 7 p.m. And this is free. And the kids' version is on Saturday, June the 14th at noon. CKMS's The Rock Show and Indie Invasion present Canary Mine with special guests at the Boathouse at 9 p.m. Flat Fifth is at the Rum Runner Pub at the Waldburn Hotel at 8 p.m. And Winds of France are performing at the Perimeter Institute at 5:30 p.m. That's it for your club and concert listings for this coming week. Hope it's a great one. If you need this information and more, please go to our website at www.ckmsfm.uwaterloo.ca.
Good afternoon and welcome to Visions in Sound. My name is Rob Daniels. Well, on June 9th, 2000, Visions in Sound went on the air here at CKMS. I had a feeling that the show would do well, and when my friend Scott Watkins and co-host, friend and co-host Scott Watkins joined me, the show had some great times, and even when Scott went off to Los Angeles, the show just became better and better. 8 years later, the show has seen its share of ups and downs, good, bad, and yes, sometimes even ugly times. Today marks 8 years of Visions in Sound, and I'm glad you're here to share it with me. Today's program is one I hope you'll enjoy as much as I do bringing it to you. The music on this show is, well, not just music. It is the blood and sweat of a lot of people who created it for us to enjoy. Many do not realize just how important this music is and just how much it affects us, makes us laugh, makes us proud, makes us sad, sometimes without even realizing it's there. It is this music that has been the heart of Visions in Sound for 8 years. Today is not just only a celebration of the show, but a celebration of that music that makes us see our own Visions in Sound. When I sat down to write this show, I tried to decide how I would present the show. In 2000, I started off the show with the theme to Superman, the reason I figured it was enough of a different choice than the theme to Star Wars, also written by John Williams. I also felt that everyone would probably use Star Wars as a main theme, and so that was also a factor. When I first started, I was so concerned about getting as much music out there, making sure that everyone heard as much as they could, that the show seemed to not make a lot of sense. Instead of using a shotgun to pepper people with music, I figured out an open hand was the best way to present it, showing the listeners that they could enjoy long pieces of instrumental music that was not classical, but helped us remember the movies, TV, and video games we all love. That's what this show is all about. Me bringing my love of this music to you each week. First up is a score that both my wife and I have come to enjoy over the years. Even before I met my wife, Jerry Goldsmith's Medicine Man score was on the top of my list. The score is simple and fits perfectly with the movie. And although the movie is about the rainforest and the consequences of logging it, I have described this score as how an island vacation would sound. Here is the late, great Jerry Goldsmith doing the score to the 1992 film Medicine Man, available on the Varese Saraband label. Thank you.
Thank you.
with just a little bit of music from the 1992 film Medicine Man. That's music by Jerry Goldsmith. Well, welcome back to Visions in Sound. It is the 8th anniversary of the show. Now, sci-fi scores have always been a part of Visions in Sound, and sci-fi seems to be the place where good scores are created. Now, many examples have proven this over the years, including the likes of course, Star Wars, Saturn III, Battlestar Galactica, and Star Trek, of course. This film from 1985 was actually a British-produced film and starred Steve Railsback, for those that may not know, Dwayne Barry from the X-Files series, and a pre-Star Trek Patrick Stewart. Now, I first heard the theme to the film Life Force on the 1987 Telarc release Star Trek II. I later found the soundtrack on Veree Saraband, but it was not complete. It was not until 2006 when a complete version of the score was released. Now, generally known as the composer of Peter Gunn and the Pink Panther, Henry Mancini was brought on board to score this film. Now, however, as often happens, the movie was re-edited and ran into other problems. Mancini was unfortunately unavailable for rescoring some of the music for this film. Now, as a result, composer Michael Kamen was brought in to help fill in the gaps made by re-editing. Here is the score to Life Force by both composers Henry Mancini and Michael Kamen, now available on the BSX label. Back in a bit. Thank you.
We receive messages from their spaceships. Contact with us by radio. Contact with us by radio. Well, since they first tried contact with us by radio, we've developed a language computer.
CKMS 100.3 FM.
5 years I've waited for this experience.
And with a little bit of music from the 1985 film Life Force. That's music by both composers Henry Mancini and Michael Kamen. Welcome back to Visions and Sound on this 8th anniversary show. Now, next up is a score from a video game from 1996. Now, video game scores are often forgotten when it comes to music due to the fact that it's such a new medium. Orchestral scores to video games are now commonplace, whereas recently as a few years ago, they were a rarity. Now, The Dig was one of the last point-and-click adventures from LucasArts. It is a game that was at the time state-of-the-art. However, this game was unique as it had a soundtrack release that went with it, basically unheard of back then. The score was composed by composer Michael Land with Wagnerian samples to round out this amazing score. The score fits extremely well with the game and is one of my personal favorites, even though it is more than 10 years old and does not play on most computer systems. The score stuck with me and several other members of my family. So now here is the score to Michael Land's The Dig. and with a little bit of music from the video game The Dig. That's music by Michael Land. Well, if you're interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on Visions and Sound, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. You can also try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Well, welcome back to Visions and Sound on this 8th anniversary show. Well, next up is, and this score, well, is another favorite adventure score of mine, even though the movie stars, well, Kevin Costner. All kidding aside, the score is a personal favorite and introduced a much wider audience to soundtrack music, much the same way Star Wars, Batman, and yes, even Titanic. They did all have one thing in common, though. Their scores included music that the masses could get behind. For Star Wars, it had a little help from Miko. But Batman had an album of songs released before the score, which helped. And Titanic had, well, that song. The same works here for Robin Hood. Taking Michael Kamen's Marion's theme and modifying it, Bryan Adams made a memorable song that spent 9 weeks on the Canadian singles charts. The score for the film is also, like I said, a personal favorite for me. The late, great Michael Kamen, who we heard earlier in Life Force, scored the Robin Hood Prince of Thieves. The score should still be available on the Polydor label.
Thank you.
with music from the film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. That's music by Michael Kamen. Well, welcome back to Visions in Sound. Last up on today's show is an animated film from 2007. Now, Surf's Up was nominated for Best Animated Film and was scored by Canadian-born composer Michael Dana. Now, Michael has been a longtime friend of the show. He was one of my first major interviews. His scores over the year have been both moving and fantastic. Michael's score to The Sweet Hereafter still to this day gives me goosebumps. I was surprised to see Michael's name attached to the 2006 animated film Surf's Up. It was nice to see Michael outside of his usual range of films, and the score sounds like it was fun to make. The score was released in limited form on the BSX label, and if you're lucky, it still should be available. Here is Michael Dana's Surf's Up. Thank you. Well, that's all for me this week. But before I do go, I have an announcement to make. Over the past 8 years, I've been proud to be here at CKMS, bringing you, the listener, your favorite soundtrack music. However, after a lot of thought and soul-searching, I have decided to end the show here on CKMS. This was not an easy decision, and I hope you'll follow me to wherever I end up. However, in the end, in good conscience, I could not stay. Not leaving today, though. My last show is on June 27th, so unfortunately this is a bittersweet 8th anniversary. It does not end here, though. I'm currently seeking out other radio stations to pick up the program, and you can also find my shows starting this weekend on genienet.ca. Hope you enjoyed the program this week, and I'll end off with some more music from Surf's Up. I'll be back next week with more Visions in Sound.